It is time for our Tibbetts Talk. In the studio with us is Diane Riegel, who Tibbetts Boosters Organization, and the director of this year's edition of Dancing with Celebrities, Lori Rowe. Diane, since this first started a number of years ago, been a lot of fun, obviously, and it got a, you know, kind of played off the whole thing of dancing with the stars on TV, and it got a lot of people around here excited about dancing, didn't it?
It did. We're very fortunate. The community has supported it over the years. This is our seventh season. Can you believe that? That's really good.
Not as many as on the TV. Of course, they go twice a year on
TV.
They do twice
a year.
So they're like on their 15th or something.
Yeah, we're not quite ready to do twice a year. And they have the same judges and the same announcers every year, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, Tom Bergeron is there all the time. So I get to be the Tom Bergeron of Coldwater this year. You guys have asked me to be the celebrity MC for this. So that's going to be kind of a lot of fun. This is coming up on Saturday, September 13th.
Correct.
Right, at the Tibbetts Opera House. Lori, now, as you put this together and get the dancers going, it's not just the dancers themselves. It's going to be some other entertainment on stage, too, and some other fun stuff that'll be a part of this, right?
Absolutely. We've got dancers in our first act, and our second act we're going to fill with local talent. You know, the idea that America has talent, well, we believe Coldwater has talent. And so we've been searching out our talented individuals here in Coldwater and in Branch County in general to fill up and entertain us for the evening as the votes are being tallied.
Okay. So it'll be the couples that'll be judged, but then the other talent that'll be there to showcase. Again, I don't think there's probably not enough opportunities around to showcase the people like that. So it's kind of neat to be able to do that then.
Really, it is. It's going to be a unique experience and a lot of fun.
Now, have we talked about it yet? Will you be like whispering in my ear? Do I get like those IFBs? This obviously is a fun fundraiser, though, too, for the Boosters, isn't it, Diane?
Correct. The money goes to Tibbetts, and so we're always pleased when Boosters can donate money. And it's not too late to vote for your couple. Canisters are around town. They can also vote online at www.tibbetts.org. And if they want to pay by check, they can make it out to Tibbetts Boosters. It's a dollar a vote, but it's not like the general election. You can vote as much as you want, because the winning couple is the one who gets the most votes.
And the Federal Election Commission does not oversee this. So, Lori, this is one of those where you can actually buy the election if you want.
You could buy the elections, and you don't have to show your ID when you're putting a dollar in the pot. So,
and there's no age requirement either.
Voter fraud is encouraged, right?
Voter fraud is encouraged when it comes to dancing with celebrities.
Well, again, all the money goes to help out the Boosters programs, which go right back into Tibbetts and the programs of the Tibbetts Opera House. So give us details on the night itself. How's that kind of lay out as far as the times and everything for everybody?
Okay, the doors open about 7:30. Tickets can be bought right before the door opens. It is $5 per seat, general admission, and so there are no signed seats. So if you want to sit in a specific spot, you probably should get there a little early.
Okay, all right. So again, you can vote. We'll look for the canisters around the area. You could vote that night. You could go online and vote, and I understand a $5 minimum vote on when you do it on the line.
Correct.
Just to make it a little easier that way. And
it's
vote
a credit card online.
Okay, and vote for your favorite dancing celebrities, but then also look for the showcase of all the other groups that are going to be on stage as well. So it's Saturday night, September 13th at the Tibbetts Opera House, the seventh annual Dancing with Celebrities. And I don't know if I'll dust off my dancing shoes or not. I don't know if Chris and I have 2 weeks here to get we can have to put a routine back together again or not. I don't think I remember. This is from 7 years ago, all those dance steps that I learned way back then.
But, yes, you were one of our first.
Yes, but that should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Again, a night out and a chance to see some dancers on stage and support dance in our community. So. And the Boosters, too. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Lori Rowe, who's the director of it, and Diane Riegel, of course, from the Boosters organization, Dancing with Celebrities, right around the corner on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.